Doctors have begun to suspect a link between COVID-19 and a rare inflammatory syndrome in children, as we heard yesterday. Until recently, it was thought children were mostly unaffected by coronavirus, but now doctors are looking into the potential links between it and Kawasaki disease. Sarah Sedgie reports.
In Britain, doctors will be poring over medical records of children in their care to try to understand whether unusual presentations of coronavirus have been missed. That's because around a dozen children there have been treated for a rare syndrome called Kawasaki disease, but have also tested positive for COVID-19. So doctors think there might be a link.
These cases have had atypical presentations, and so an alert has sort of gone out to doctors and to GPs to be aware of these atypical presentations, and these atypical presentations have included symptoms related to the gastrointestinal tract. So because it's atypical but a very severe thing, the alert has gone out to make sure that doctors pick up this very rare condition early so that treatment is instigated. And the treatment that's instigated prevents the severe manifestation of heart disease and it affecting the heart.
Professor Fiona Russell is from the Department of Paediatrics at the University of Melbourne, and also with the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. Cases of children with Kawasaki disease have also now emerged in the US, France, Italy, Spain and Switzerland. But it's far too early to know what the link is, if any.
We don't know whether COVID-19 causes Kawasaki's disease. We don't know what causes Kawasaki's disease. The most common theory is that it's related to a reaction following a viral infection or bacterial infection. And so it may well be that COVID-19 is causing these atypical symptoms because some of the patients have tested positive, although some of them haven't tested positive.
Professor Fiona Russell wants parents in Australia not to worry too much.
Australia's done remarkably well in terms of controlling COVID infection in the community so far. There hasn't been any cases that I'm aware of COVID related to Kawasaki's disease in Australia. We're extremely well prepared. These alerts have certainly been discussed in the paediatric community and in the medical community, so people are very aware that if a child did present with these symptoms, they would be picked up and treated early. I think it's extremely unlikely that we will have a problem here because we don't have many cases in the community. We've just done a fantastic job with controlling the disease so far. But certainly for parents to be aware of, if there's a prolonged high fever, a rash, redness of the fingers, a red tongue, cracked lips, red eyes, and child is otherwise unwell as well. You know, the usual things for unwellness in children, then of course go and see a doctor immediately. But it's extremely unlikely.
Paediatrician Professor Fiona Russell ending Sarah Sedgie's report.